In the book that I read, that Paul gave out a couple of weeks ago, it drew my attention to Psalm 18, verse 35, which says, "You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great." That got my attention. And another version, it puts it like this: "Your gentleness makes me great." And in the story that was read to us just a little while ago about Jesus saving and forgiving and giving new life to this immoral or sinful woman, as she's described, because that's what she was, you see that Jesus stooped down to save her. His gentleness saved her. Psalm 18, 35 says, "Your gentleness makes me great." And Jesus' gentleness in the story that was read to her, read to us, made this woman great. And even her own gentleness, humility, made herself great. That's what humility does. When she humbled herself and came to Jesus in front of all those people in Simon's house, the Pharisee, and all the guests were there, she made herself humble and caused Jesus to lift her up. It works both ways. So we're going to look at that story today, and may the Lord bring his blessing as we do. So Simon was a religious man. He was a Pharisee, and he invited Jesus for a meal. Jesus was at his house now, and he was lying down, eating. And this woman who had lived, but she was no longer living. It's past tense. A woman who had lived a sinful or immoral life heard that Jesus, who had already helped her, saved her, healed her, set her free, she heard. She was at Simon's house. So she got an alabaster jar and was going to do something with it. The alabaster jar itself was expensive. The jar was worth something. And inside the jar was also an expensive perfume. And she had one thing in mind. She wanted to just pour that expensive gift out on Jesus. And that's what she did. So as Jesus is lying, reclining, and eating in Simon's house with all the guests there, she goes behind Jesus and begins to weep. That had to be a lot of tears, didn't it? I mean, how many tears does it take to wet someone's feet? It's not a couple of drops, is it? She's weeping now. She's like thankful. She's so thankful that this man saved her, forgave her, delivered her, changed her life. She's just weeping now. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Get the picture. Then she wiped them with her hair. So her hair now was a towel. So she got her long, probably beautiful hair, and dried his feet. This took some time. She took her time. This took some time. And everyone's looking at her. Simon is thinking all kinds of crazy stuff. The guests are thinking, what is happening here? We're not told if the disciples are there. We can't assume they are. Maybe they're not. They're probably not. And then she began to kiss his feet. She kissed them. And then when she finished all this, having taken her time, she gets her expensive jar with her expensive perfume in and just pours it over his feet. And then the Pharisee, we're told, begins to think something. And Jesus knows what he's thinking. That's Jesus. He just knows. He knows what's in a man. And he knows what's in a woman. And he knew. And the Pharisee's thinking, well, he can't be a prophet, can he? He's judged Jesus. He's finished him off. Because if he was a prophet, then he would know, wouldn't he? A prophet knows things. He would know that this woman is immoral, is sinful, and he wouldn't do that. So this Pharisee had a lot of bad theology. And bad theology hinders. Bad beliefs don't do us and the world any good. When you and I believe something which is not right, it can be very, very unhelpful. So then Jesus, knowing what he's thinking, tells him a parable, tells him a little story about a man who lent some money. He lent a really large lot of money to one man, about 1 month, 1 year, 15 months salary, wage, money, maybe £30,000, who knows. And he also lent a little bit of money, 1.5 wages, to another man. And he wipes both debts out. And he asks Simon, who is most thankful? And Simon says, well, I guess the man who's more thankful is the man who had the biggest debt, and you've let him off. And Jesus said, you've judged correctly. This woman, she'd done a lot of bad stuff, Simon. She's really thankful. She's loved a lot. Because I've already helped her, saved her, delivered her. That's why she came here. Jesus said, Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the biggest debt cancelled. You've judged correctly, Jesus said. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, I've got that fixed in my head. Then he turned to the woman, but is talking to Simon. And everyone's looking. He's talking to Simon, looking at the woman. Do you see this woman? Simon, listen to me. Do you see this woman? Simon, look at this woman now. I came to your house. You didn't give me any water for my feet. But she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You didn't greet me. You're so unfriendly, Simon. Like you didn't do the custom. She did the opposite. You didn't give me a kiss. You did not greet me yet again. No water, no kiss. You're really lacking. What kind of guy are you? But this woman, from the time I entered, the moment I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. She's not stopped. You didn't put any oil on my head, Simon. But she's poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little. Now, Jesus had already by this time helped this woman, because he'd met her on a previous occasion. And she came on that day to do this generous, unusual, cutting across culture act. That's what we've got to do as well. We ought to follow in her footsteps. She did something very unusual, cutting across culture, made herself vulnerable, stuck herself out. She just wanted to do it. And then Jesus helped her some more. It says in verse 48 of Luke 7, then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. Just in case she didn't know it, just in case she needed to hear and receive another blessing, your sins are forgiven. Your old life is over. I'm making a new life in you. The past is gone. There is now no condemnation. It's an amazing thing. It's a wonderful thing for us to know that our sins are forgiven, that there is now no condemnation, and that we can walk uprightly all the time, every day, not wondering whether at all, whether God has forgiven us. Whether it was something we did this morning, yesterday, or 30 years ago. But it is our right and our privilege, and that's why Jesus, the Son of God, died, so that we are completely, 110% forgiven, and that we know it. And there is now no condemnation at all. We're free. He said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. And the guests began to say to themselves, who is this? Who even forgives sins? So their theology said, you can't do that. You can't say that. So Simon had a problem about who Jesus was. He had a certain theology, idea. And the crowd, the guests, they've also got these ideas. Well, he can't do that. Jesus, you can't do that. You can't say that. Only God can forgive sins. But that's who Jesus is. He is God the Son. The Son of God. He is the Prince of Peace. He's everlasting Father. Jesus ignores what they're doing. He knows what's going on and just ignores it completely. He's not interested in them for a moment. He wants to help the woman. Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Your faith in me has saved you. Because of your faith in me, I've saved you. Because you believe in me, I've saved you. So he had changed her life. I do not believe that from then on she was an immoral woman. I believe that from then on this woman had a new life in every way. She was a completely different, changed person. She was someone that knew that she was forgiven. That's one thing. That she was someone who was set free and did not want to live that old life again. She was someone that felt more accepted, even though they didn't accept her in society, perhaps. She dealt with that. She walked with her head up high, knowing she was loved and free. And these words that Jesus said to her were not just words. When Jesus speaks, they're not just words. They're action words. Your faith has healed you. Go in peace. It's not like hello. It's not like a greeting. It's not like shalom. It's not like peace. It's not like you're free. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, you are free. Go in peace. I like that thing that we say in our services sometimes. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Go in peace to live your life. Go in peace to live and serve the Lord. Go in peace. Be at peace. The testimony that we heard this morning from Pauline's friend, when the man said, yes, I want to choose life. He said, yes. Yes. I want to choose life today. Choose life. Choose Christ. Tomorrow, choose life. Receive from Christ, from Jesus, his peace. This woman saw Jesus' value. And received a blessing. This woman saw the worth and value of Jesus. And therefore received a blessing. Others did not see his value. Simon did not see his full value. He saw in part. The woman saw completely. It's best to see fully, properly. Simon saw in part, and that's why he invited him to his house for a meal. We're not told what his reaction was when Jesus told the story. She saw his value also and offered herself. She saw Jesus' value and poured out herself in such a generous way. The man that first took me to Nigeria over 26 years ago, came to my house one day in Chichester and told me about Nigeria. And then he invited me to join him and follow him and carry his bags on his trip. And he asked me whether I would think about going. I said I would think about going, and I said that I would pray about it. But when I said those words, inside I thought, I'm not going. I'll say I'll pray, and I will pray. Yeah, but I've already answered it. I'm not going. And I'll speak to my vicar, who was also my boss at that time, and I'll tell him I'm not going. But I'll tell him this man has asked me to go. Anyway, I went. And I carried his bags. And he showed me the ropes of how you do Nigeria. And this man, who's called Corky, that's his name, Corky, he's having an operation tomorrow, a double bypass. Now, I've mentioned this today for one reason. That there's always an opportunity for us to receive something. We always give the opportunity for prayer. And I know a few people who are not well at the moment. So today, when the opportunity arises for us, for prayer, either for yourself or for someone else, so I'm going to go forward today. I brought my oil with me, and I'm going to ask for someone to anoint me on his behalf for healing, for tomorrow's operation. And we won't stop reminding you that there is always an opportunity here at Emmanuel to receive from Jesus. So today, let's cut across all nonsense. And I go up for prayer quite often and I get fed up with it. And I get fed up of saying it, but I'll just say it again anyway. Your gentleness, it says, makes me great. Your gentleness, Lord, your stooping down, as the NIV puts it, makes me great. I have to stoop down. The woman stooped down. I have to humble myself. So today, take an opportunity to receive from Jesus. Today, take an opportunity to move forward for prayer. But most importantly, just to say again, Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. I don't know about you, but every day I need Jesus to help me. I need Jesus to give me his peace, his healing, his well-being. So let's respond to Jesus today by stepping forward, coming to him and say, I'm stooping down. Jesus said, he is gentle and humble. He stoops down as we stoop down to bring us his forgiveness, his healing. And this woman was healed emotionally, spiritually and in every way. As she came to Jesus, she came against all this culture. She broke into Simon's house, broke in front of that crowd, did this outrageous thing with her tears and hair, and poured herself out in front of Jesus' feet. And as she stooped down, Jesus stooped down and healed her. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, I've not finished. I've just begun. Lord, you've not finished. You've just begun. Father, stoop down with your gentleness and make us great. Father, Lord Jesus, stoop down with your gentleness and save us. This is our prayer. We come to you. We come before you. At your feet. Stoop down and lift us up in your name. Stoop down with your healing, with your word, your declaration. Speak over us. Heal us. Visit us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.